From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger Podcast. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, and happy 29th birthday to Miley Cyrus. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Canton City Council approved a contract for their transportation plan. Funeral services have been announced for a Cherokee County firefighter and his wife. Canton approved a gas station ordinance but tabled a proposed townhome development. Cherokee County honors teens for volunteering to help an understaffed Waffle House. Vicki Benefield was sworn into the Ball Ground City Council. And finally, the Canton City Council set liquor license fees.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The Canton City Council has approved a nearly $200,000 contract for a firm to develop a master transportation plan for the city. Thursday, the city awarded a $199,636 contract to Modern Mobility Partners, LLC, for the transportation plan. The consultant is tasked with assessing existing conditions of transportation in the city and creating a map providing a report showing the current and future needs of the city and short, mid, and long-term goals and plans. The firm will also provide recommendations on funding for the plans. The City Council also voted to submit an application to the Atlanta Regional Commission for funding for improvements along the Highway 140 corridor. The ARC is accepting applications for the Transportation Improvement Project solicitation for 2021, and the city is asking for $6.18 million to help fund improvements at the intersection of Marietta Highway, Riverstone Parkway, and Highway 140, as well as funding for the intersection improvements at Old Donaldson Road and Hospital Drive at Highway 140. City officials completed a traffic study along the Highway 140 corridor from the Riverstone Parkway intersection to Laurel Canyon Parkway and Great Sky Parkway. Improvements would increase the capacity of the Highway 140 corridor, alleviate traffic congestion, and create a safer route for residents. Those wanting to pay respects to Justin and Amber Hicks can do so at their funeral at 1 p.m. today at His Hands Church in Woodstock. Justin Hicks was a firefighter for Cherokee Fire and Emergency Services. He and his wife Amber, both 31, were found dead from gunshot wounds in their Ackworth home Thursday morning. Their 2-year-old son was unharmed. The family is receiving friends from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today at the church, 550 Molly Lane in Woodstock. Funeral services are scheduled for 1 p.m. at His Hands Church, and interment will follow at Rolling Hills Memory Gardens. In lieu of flowers, the family is asking for donations to the trust fund for Jacob Hicks. The trust fund will be set up at LGE Credit Union. Any future gas stations opening in Canton will have to follow new regulations, including a minimum size of 1 acre. The Canton City Council approved an amendment Thursday to add convenience store and gas station regulations to the city's Unified Development Code. The city entered into a moratorium in June for officials to discuss how Canton should allow convenience stores with fuel pumps into the city. The new regulations distinguish a gas station from a convenience store while also adding rules for gas stations, according to city documents. The regulations will not apply to any gas stations which are currently in business, except if the gas station is closed for a period of 6 months, in which case it cannot reopen without complying with all regulations, according to city documents. Also at the meeting, the City Council voted to table a request for 134 townhomes at the Bluffs. TPA Group LLC, the developer, is asking for a master plan amendment for townhomes and development criteria and a conditional use permit for approval of multifamily buildings to develop 134 townhomes across a little over 22 acres at the north side of Watermiss Drive in the Bluffs. Canton Mayor Bill Grant suggested tabling the request, and the City Council agreed to table a vote until the next meeting on December 2nd. City officials received the site plan Wednesday, and the City Council and Mayor say they'd like to give the fire marshals and city staff enough time to properly review the plan before voting on the request.
The nice thing about the Waffle House is the menu is all pictures. You don't have to be able to, you don't have to read. You just go, I'll take the pretty one.
The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners presented four teens Tuesday with a proclamation recognizing the efforts to assist Waffle House employees during a rush hour when the Hickory Flats restaurant was understaffed. The county marked November 16th as Ryan Throne, Jared Russo, Gabriel DeTiro, and Andrew Mack Day in Cherokee and honored the teens with a proclamation for their volunteerism. On October 23rd, the teens volunteered to take drink orders, clean tables, and wash dishes when the restaurant staff was overwhelmed by customers with limited staff on duty. Thorne is a senior at Sequoia High School, and Russo is a senior at River Ridge. DeTiro and Mack are both graduates of Sequoia and recruits in the U.S. Navy. Reinhardt's season ended after a tough first-round loss in the playoffs. Here's reporter Matt Golden with the story.
Reinhardt was eliminated from the NAIA playoffs with a 16-13 home loss to Kaiser on Saturday. Both teams played excellent defense, but in a game that went down to the final minute, Kaiser made one more play than Reinhardt. With Reinhardt leading 13-10, Kaiser broke three 15-yard runs to quickly move down the field. Marquess Burgess, the nation's leading rusher with 1,713 yards, put the Seahawks ahead 16-13 with a 12-yard touchdown with 2:14 remaining. With the Eagles looking to answer, quarterback Billy Hall converted a crucial third down with an 18-yard scramble. However, the next play, Billy Hall threw an interception to Kaiser's Amari Hayes with just over 1 minute to go. Reinhardt got the ball back with 3 seconds left in the game, but Billy Hall's pass to Navari Solomon was dropped incomplete and sealed the Eagles' first-round loss. Though Reinhardt held Kaiser to only 36 passing yards, one of the most telling numbers from the game was the Seahawks outpacing the Eagles 4.4 to 2.9 in the yards per rush category. Kaiser ran for 222 yards on the day. Reinhardt ran for just 150 on the day. And for more on Reinhardt football as they wrap up the season, please get to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
The Ball Ground City Council had a new representative sworn in, voted to accept a bonus for its first responders, and approved a grant application to upgrade its sewer system Thursday. The council also held a public hearing for an annexation request and extension of the Valley Overlay District, but the votes on those items were postponed to a later meeting. Before the council took up its agenda, Vicki Benefield was sworn in as the newest member of the board, as the Post 3 representative. She won in a field of 5 candidates for the Post 3 seat in a special election held November 2nd to replace Frank Homiller, who vacated the post earlier this year, citing scheduling conflicts. During the regular meeting, the board approved a submittal for the city's police officers to each receive a $1,000 bonus through the Public Safety Officials and First Responders Supplement Grant. The state grant was created using funds from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act, signed into law by Joe Biden in March. 5 Ball Ground officers will each receive the $1,000 bonus. The City Council also approved a measure to submit a grant application to the state for sewer system improvements. The city has a $1.7 million capital project to improve its sewer system. The grant, if approved by the state, will expedite those upgrades.
I love your conversation. Usually I'm not the long talker, but this liquor, 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 liquor got me talking, talking way too much, way too much, way too much, way too much.
County officials have set fees for liquor licenses on the heels of residents voting to allow liquor package sales in the city. The Canton City Council voted Thursday to set its alcohol package license for distilled spirits fee at $5,000. City officials reviewed fees from surrounding areas, most in the range between $4,000 and $7,000. After reviewing those numbers, officials set the annual fee at $5,000. Canton City Manager Billy Peppers said alcohol licenses are approved annually. Peppers added that the application fee is $300 and that city officials are working on the alcohol license process. Applications will be available on December 1st, and licenses would need to be renewed by November 15th each year.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.